Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Chandogya Upanishad, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
From the ashram of our revered Guru, Pujayatman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananda in Miami, Florida. Swamiji will lecture on Chandogya Upanishad. And now, Pujayatman Sri Swami Jyotirmayananda.
Om Aptyayantam Amangani Vak Prana Chakshu Shotram Atho Balam Indriyani Chasarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahmanira Uriyam Mama Brahma Nirakaro Anirakaranam Mast Anirakaranam Mehastu Tadatmani Nirate Ye Upanishatsu Dharma Te Mai Santu Te Mai Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. The meaning has been already explained to you, and I will continue now in Chandogya Upanishad, Chapter 1, Section 1, and Mantra number 3. Chapter is called Adhyaya. Section is called Khand. And every verse is called Mantra. These are some details. The Mantra number 3, I'm giving you the highlights of the Upanishad. Upanishad is extensive, but I'm going to give you the highlighted aspects in the world that is so rushing for progress. So I can pick up the best. Saesha rasanam rasatama paramaha parardhyoshtamo yad udgita. It's the topic of udgita. Om is allegorically described as Udgit. Udgit means sublimest song. More literally, it means loudest chant. When you chant Om, it creates a resonance, silences all other sounds. If you understand Om and you enter into deeper chant of Om performed by your feeling, then that chant silences the noise of your senses, the complaints and conflicts of your subtle desires, countless distractions of your mind. All of these, they are noisy. They go on keeping their noise. But when you allow the mind to work upon Om, it has entered into a special melody, a mystic melody, a mystic melody of attunement with God, communion with God. When that rasa, that sweet sense enters your soul, all the noises become still. I'm giving you two ways of making noise. For silence is the physical noise, and for many benefits for your body and mind. Chant of Om is termed as Om Pranayam. I'll just give you a sample. You breathe in and you begin to chant Om, creating a sense of resonance. It starts from the base of your spine and goes all along the spinal column and culminates with your Sahasrara chakra. Your head gets expanded. Breathe in deeply. Enough sample. This is the loud chant, the loudest of all chants, because when it is chanted, all chants are included in it, which I have explained how. With R sound, you open your throat. With M sound, you close the lips. From throat to the lips, these are the only two terminals of your sound box. Everything else is included when you chant Om from R to M, from Alpha to Omega. In fact, Amen is a modification of Om. Ameen is a modification of Om. All major religions have Om in them. You can't escape it. So, meaning of the mantra is that Om is the greatest rasa. Rasa is the essence, taste. It is supreme. And it is the best. It is self-syllable Om called Udgita, which is the quintessence of all essences. The supreme of the highest place and the eighth. This topic has been already given to you before. This highlights of the world process. Earth element and the earth, whatever earth relates to, is the foundation. The essence of the earth is the water. All is allegorical language. As well as just what you can practically see. If you didn't have the earth planet, where will you be? Can't forget about anything else, everything else. But if you have the earth and there is no water in it, then could we as well be in the Mars? There will be no existence. So in order to exist with purpose and with a sense of progress, there should be water. And water leads to having all vegetation called aushadhi. It is on the basis of all this, the soul now enters into human embodiment. Manushya, no, rather, all this is leading to man. I read man as man. Manas, mind. If you have earth, water, vegetation, then mind. The soul is being equipped with all this. Next, speech. It is this speech that distinguishes it. Distinguishes a human being from all creatures. They all speak, but not the way human beings. And in a broader way, speech is symbolic of all expressions. And the source, the essence of speech, is presented by scriptures, the Vedas. And the essence of the Vedas is Samaveda, the Veda that brings out the revelation in a melodious way. And the essence of the Veda, Samaveda, is Om. All that is described step by step, just to show Om is the greatest. Of all things that you have gone through for your evolution, for your support, when you come to Om, you have gotten the greatest. Because you have gotten the great essence of all that the world can produce. Now, more details about Om. Tadva etad anugyaksharam yadhi kincha anujanati Om ityeva tadaha esho eva samriddhir yadanugya samarghayita वैकामानां भवति य एतदेवं विद्वान् अक्षरम् उद्गीतम् उपासते. That Om is indeed the syllable of assent. Assent means agreement. If you agree to someone, you say Om, Om. If you are a Om Upasaka, worshipper of Om, if you have understood the art of reciting Om or enjoying the mantra Om, then you are a personality of assent, a personality who always says yes, doesn't have no for anyone. Don't take it too literally. A child who wants something from the mother that is hurtful, the mother won't give it, but will give a kiss on the head of the child or anywhere. It's called assent. On the whole, mother says, I love you. Try to work upon it. It is the greatest mantra for bringing peace and harmony in the world. Nothing else, all politics, etc. Unless they come to this level of mantra, people should live together, not being upset by their different views and ideas, but at the same time having a magnanimous heart of a motherly nature, understanding why their views are different, appreciating it, and urging people to become more advanced, evolved, not to have a calculative heart. So that's what we mean by Om is indeed the syllable of assent, syllable for approvement. In other words, to say yes, 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 three yes. For whenever one approves of a thing, one simply says, Om. That's the Sanskrit literature. They brought Om in day-to-day life. So if someone says, do you want mango? Oh yes, Om. Om. Assent alone is prosperity. A heart that has that yes, 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 that gives you a shower of nectar on your heart. No brings in lots of horrible things. Fear, hatred, anger, jealousy. So no, your nose itself begins to speak. That's joke. Yes, your lips expand. But always understand, you are, by your yes, you are arousing the positive within yourself. And you are urging the awakening of positive in others. When you come to a thorny bush, and there comes a little flower, a rose, say, yes, come. That means it gives you fragrance. You don't mind all the thorns. You sit close to it. And you begin to appreciate the thorns. Say, how blessed God is who created these thorns that protected the rose plant to grow. If they were not there, rose wouldn't be there. If that yes environment that recognizes thorny stages of life and has the ability to endure with a positive mind, knowing that the rose is going to emerge, knowing that it will end up with fragrance, that should be the insight by with which human beings should live their life, not become totally shaken by every time little thorn develops, but convert those thorns into a basis for being fragrant. Not only fragrant for yourself, making the whole atmosphere fragrant. And all that is based on assent, yes. The moment you say yes, it's your heart is blossoming. Yes to Sat, another point to remember. Your heart really says yes to this. Om Tat Sat. Om is leading you to the divine Tat. And that divine is Sat. That's the only reality. So in a world of darkness, light is the only reality. The world of illusion, truth is the only reality. and it is truth that is comes to you as a representative of the spirit of ascent. Yes. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.